Welcome back to Slept On. My name is Corinne Ellington.
And I'm Isaiah Wilson.
And we are your hosts of the Slept On podcast, brought to you by InfernoSports.ms.
Yep.
In today's episode, we are going to be kind of going against everything we stand for. I'm just kidding. But we're talking about stuff that's not really undercovered. Or under... what is the other word?
Unheralded.
Yeah, unheralded or unsung. Today we're talking about very sung and very heralded things.
We're gonna have to, I don't know the topic, so...
Yes, you do. I just told him. One of them.
I know one of the topics.
Which is?
Ole Miss, Mississippi State basketball.
And the other one?
And football.
Okay, those are our two topics today. He's a great listener. It's going to be...
I like to keep it spontaneous.
Ole Miss versus Mississippi State basketball is first, and then we're going to be jumping into the NFL championship and, well, NFL Super Bowl, I guess, and college football championship, just because I feel like they're such a big deal and I want to share my opinion on them. But let's start with my most exciting weekend ever, Ole Miss versus Mississippi State basketball.
Mississippi State style!
So it was at it was in Starkville. Isaiah was actually there as a student.
Sort of.
No, not. Oh yeah, he was in the student section.
Found the hat.
Do you want to talk about kind of the vibe of being? It was so packed. The Mississippi State's basketball stadium is called the Hump. I don't know why it's called the Hump.
I think it's because a big hump in the ground.
What hump?
Like a hill. Like, boop. That's what I figured. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the name, just because hump is like an uncomfortable word.
Pat the hump.
Yeah, like what do you mean by that? Pause. But it was very electric in there. Do you want to talk about it?
Pat the hump. Okay. So it was loud. Obviously, well, this is the Ole Miss game because the week before I went to the Kentucky game. That was pretty loud.
Oh yeah, the Kentucky game was loud too.
But yeah, the Ole Miss game obviously was gonna be packed because I feel like, even if both teams weren't doing very well, they would still show up.
This was actually the first time the two teams played each other where they both were ranked.
True that.
I think ever.
And they played each other, and it was a great battle. Great.
Oh,
great
it was battle. A very evenly matched
Went
game.
Went to OT. But it was loud. To ask for the atmosphere, it was very loud. We got there a little later than needed. So we were at the tippy top, nosebleeds.
I wanted to play... Damn, I lost it. I wanted to play, there was one particular play that was just crazy, where it was like, we were in overtime, and then there was a block by Melendez, and then a three-point made right after the block. It was like, Ole Miss had an easy layup, and then Melendez blocked the layup, which is actually so crazy, because blocking a layup when it's like that is so hard to do without getting a foul, because you have to only touch the ball. And he did that, so shout out him.
Also, not only was it the three, it was the alley-oop that he could have gone for.
Oh, yeah.
And then he...
Yeah, Cameron Matthews, one of the other state players, had an opportunity to make a two-point. And because you need... Every point is overtime. I think they're like a point or two difference. And Cameron Matthews entrusted... I think his name is Kugel.
Kugel, yeah.
Riley Kugel with making the three, and he did... Let's see if I can find the video here.
He puts a block by Melendez. What a defensive play. State's got it. Lob ahead for Matthews. Left corner. Kugel for three. Yes, sir. What a turn.
It was pretty loud.
I wish you could hear how freaking loud it was, though, because it's actually crazy loud in there. Oh, wait. This shows it a little bit better. This is actually raw footage of the same play, but just from like a third person point of view. It's from a camera that they had up, but there's no, what's that called, announcers?
Oh yeah,
there's no announcers. That was the block, and then Matthews three's going up.
Yeah, it was pretty loud.
It was loud as hell in there, so it was really hype. Ole Miss, I don't like their basketball team specifically because their basketball coach has some scandals in his past of beating his girlfriend, which
troubles.
Is just honestly shouldn't be controversial. That's just a scandal that he has. So he got fired from his old job because of that. So
where did he coach before? Do you know?
Texas Tech, I believe. I might be lying about that. That actually might be... I want to say it was Texas. Let me actually Google this quick. Ole Miss men's basketball coach. And then...
Ole Miss said, we'll hire you.
So his name, yeah, Texas Longhorns. That's where he used to teach, for the Texas Longhorns. So I always...
Teach basketball.
Yeah, sorry, that's where he used to coach. When I think of school, I think of college, not sports, unfortunately. But no. That's where he used
to... What if I told you?
We're in the SEC. But, yeah. So I don't root for their basketball team, primarily for that reason. But he... they fell short. So I was happy about that. Also, State, I obviously am biased towards them because I work for them. But...
It was a good game. Like, I enjoyed the game. It was the second game, so the Kentucky game beforehand, I was telling everybody, like, hey, this is, like, one of the first times I've been able to, like, watch. I'm not a huge Mississippi State fan, but it was cool to be at a Mississippi State game and be like, damn, I can root for this team.
Yeah, like, it is definitely a change of pace.
I can, like, not root for this team, but I can be like, okay, I'm not coming and being a neutral watcher.
That would be rooting for them if you're not a neutral watcher.
Not what we mean.
If you're not a neutral watcher, you're that's what I'm rooting saying. For somebody.
This time I cannot be a neutral watcher because a lot of times when I go to football games, I'm just there to watch football.
Yeah, that means you're rooting for them though.
Mm-mm. Neutral is like middle.
I know. If you're saying you're not neutral,
yes,
that means you're rooting for someone.
Right. Quick intermission. Basically, I'm saying that this game is
you're rooting for them.
Yes. This time I am rooting for them.
We're on the same
them.
Page.
Right.
We're
okay.
On the same page.
This is one of the first times I am not neutral.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I was watching the game, and I was like, dang, this is like an exciting game. I'm not here just for the enjoyment of watching a sport. I'm here to actually support a team.
We lost the Kentucky game, which was
but it was a good honestly,
it was a great game.
Honestly, the atmosphere for that game, I think, was crazier, in my opinion.
They were both crazy. I honestly can't, like, looking back at it, I don't know. I have a clip. It was just crazy. Like, the more you learn, like, about sports, when you understand every single play that's going on and the tactics behind it, I guess, it makes watching it really frustrating when someone does something wrong, or, like, quote-unquote wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, that last foul, there was a foul that Sean Jones had on an Ole Miss player. So Mississippi State fouled Ole Miss. Like, State was up by 5, and it was a flagrant foul, which means that there's no ball contact whatsoever. You get, the opposing team will get 2 free show pause. 2 free show, wait, what am I trying to say?
2 free throw shots.
Yes, plus possession back. So if that makes any sense to anybody, that would be the opportunity to get 5 points. Because if you make both of the shots at the line, that's 2. And if you make a 3, that's 5.
So you're maxing out those points.
But that's what they did last time, that's exactly how State went into overtime. So I was just like, bruh, like, he could have dunked on you, and that would have been okay. Like, there was no reason that we had to do a flagrant. And I actually have a video, for some reason, they, like...
Didn't we get an OT because that 3?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But no, that was the earlier 3. And then whenever we were winning in OT by 5, there was, like, 4 seconds left, and that's when Sean Jones did a flagrant foul, which gives them the opportunity to get 5 points, which would have tied it again. It did not happen, thank God!
Dog food!
Also, thank God, because I wanted to go home, guys. That was a late game. But it was a great game. They have... The full game is on YouTube, if you want to watch it.
On YouTube?
Yeah, if you just, like, Google it. Is that a normal thing? I guess so. I heard that I was on TV... So I wanted to go and see. So that's how I figured that out. But if you just Google the game...
Was that the video you sent me earlier today?
Yeah, there's a funny video of, like, whenever the Mississippi State coach stands in front of me, sometimes the stars will align and they'll film him and I'll be behind him. But they filmed him exactly when that foul I was talking about happened, where when you know the rules, you're like, bruh, that was the only thing you didn't have to do. Like, you could have fouled. You could have literally, like... You could have done anything. You could have let him dunk on you. He could have gotten a 3. He could have gotten a 2. You just only needed to not flagrant foul, and that's what he did. But there's a video reaction of Jones and the coach and I kind of doing the same, like, no way, you just did that face. So that was kind of funny. But, yeah.
Yeah, I thought the game was over. Once we were up, I mean, they could have gotten back, but I was like, that wasn't smart, but I was like, well, we won the game regardless.
Well,
that's what I was screaming. I was like, don't matter, don't care.
That was a good game. Happy about that. I know we have to play each other again, and I think when we play in Oxford, the outcome will be drastically different. Both very good teams.
If Ole Miss's play doesn't get taken out of the game again.
Yes, very good teams, very good players on both sides. Exciting, both ranked, huge for Mississippi. Rivalries are great. They get people interested in the game. They get people interested in the sport.
Gets the people going.
Next, football.
NFL.
We'll do NFL. Yeah. Isaiah, talk about who you like in the NFL.
Okay, as you guys may not know.
Nobody knows.
And our few listeners, whoever listens, I'm from Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City. As we all know, Kansas City Chiefs. So I have been supporting them for a while now. Actually, there's the reasons why I started watching football.
Oh, you sounded Southern there.
Really?
You did.
Oh. Interesting. I guess we'll have to
football.
We'll have to listen to that later.
You did.
But the reason why I started watching football, my uncles and all them, they have season tickets and stuff like that. I did, until they started actually winning for real. But I'm a Chiefs fan. The Chiefs, they play the Bills.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
This girl.
Eagles. That's who I like.
What a Philly fan. Just interrupting.
Yeah. He actually has a Philadelphia Philly shirt on right now.
It's a comfy long sleeve tee. It's cold outside, and actually I got it from her.
No, you didn't. You did not get it from me.
Well, technically.
Technically, no. Long story. You bought it yourself.
From a thrift store. It was nice. But and she took me there. She took me there in Philly. It doesn't matter.
I wasn't in Philly either.
It's a nice...
He's lying out of his teeth.
It's a nice sweatshirt.
E-A-G-L-E-S. I saw the mayor, or not the mayor, but somebody in Philadelphia the other day was in front of the podium and did the chant and, like, spelled Eagles wrong. It was funny.
Who did?
Some woman giving a chant in front of a podium. Like, she's like, E-A-L. And it was like, what? But Isaiah likes the Chiefs. I like the Eagles. Both are still contenders for the Super Bowl. I actually really dislike the Chiefs for the same reason everyone else dislikes the Chiefs. It's because they keep winning. So that's a good problem for them to have, but it's annoying for everybody else because...
I will say, though, also, like I've said before, you guys haven't heard this before, but watching a team that always wins sometimes can get a little like, oh, it's cool, but it's like, where's excitement at, you know?
Exactly. I mean, that's what we're all
and
saying.
And whenever... I like it when it's close, personally. Like, I like watching close games. Like, when we're watching Mississippi State, I love a close game. Even if my team's on the edge, it makes those wins even better. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to watch a game where they're up by 30.
I'd rather have a blowout every single time. But I mean, maybe not every single time, but I get really anxious with that stuff. I was so anxious during the Ole Miss game.
I think it's a great watch. But anyway, so
it wasn't
Chiefs...
a bad... It's only... And I said this. It's only a great watch if you win. I think Isaiah would have a really different point of view if every Chiefs game that was a close game, they lost.
Yeah,
I don't think he'd think that.
I bet I would. I probably would. Patrick Mahomes' personal bubble interfered, touched.
Oh my god, yeah, let me play that clip. That was actually really funny.
Anyway, so the Chiefs, this is a big game. So the Chiefs are playing the Bills, obviously. That game's always back and forth.
Majestic, magical Mahomo drops back. Wow. Looking at...
We're going to get PR. This is good.
Holy shit, the perfect and sexy Patrick Mahomes tackle.
You just can't fucking do that.
Uh-oh. Lord Mahomo's pet zebras are coming to the rescue.
Oh, thank Mahomo.
Oh, you saw the one where it's like Mahomes. Number 51
is ejected from the game and will be executed live by the Arrowhead firing squad.
Yes.
Yeah.
First down.
He said,
"No, it gets funnier."
No, fuck, drops it. Emperor Mahomes gets the ball back.
Emperor Mahomes.
No, there was one though where it's like
it's someone homicide.
Someone's.
I think that's at the end.
Someone sacked him. They're like Mahomes. Okay, anyway, those are all hilarious. Those are funny. But anyway, the Chiefs are playing the Bills. It's always a big game. I think personally, it's our rival. The Bills are our rival. That is a game where I think the Chiefs can always win, and just in general. But that is the Bills game is always a game where somehow, some way, that game always is stretched out to the very final like play.
Yeah,
and
I don't
it's
know.
Except for this past game, okay, this past season, or early in the season, we got blown out. But
it wasn't a blowout, was it?
You knew it was going to be over by probably the third or fourth quarter.
I don't remember. What was the score, though?
I don't remember.
We knew it was going to be over by fourth quarter. That's the whole... The game's almost game over. You knew it was over by the last 35
seconds. You just know.
Last 35 seconds, if you haven't that's been, when I was off the
you can't score in, like, a lot in three quarters, what makes you think, like, usually...
I'm just saying, it was funny to... Are you not getting the joke I'm saying?
I know, I get it. I'm okay, just defending.
There we go. Yeah, I'm just but making anyway, a joke. But
anyway, the Eagles are playing the Commanders. The good thing about this is rookie Jaden Daniels...
The Rook.
...can do something that no one has ever done before.
What, make it to the Super Bowl?
If he wins the Super Bowl, he's going to be like... I don't think another rookie has done that before. Like, first off, last year, the Commanders' record was a losing record by a lot.
I think they literally won four.
I think they had, like, four or five wins, yeah.
Bro, that, you know, I saw somebody say that really puts the importance of a quarterback, like, it really shows you the importance of a good quarterback. And it turned that whole damn franchise around.
I think they also made some good, they picked up a few people. They actually got a new coach, Dan Quinn. He used to be in the...
Rebranding gone right. You rarely see that. I swear. It's hard to get a team out of a rut, for real.
But,
I predict... Honestly? I hope, out of everybody, I really hope the Commanders win. I think that would be so cool for them. Plus, I'm biased because Isaiah and I are moving up there. Yeah. So that'll be exciting.
But, those tickets will be a little bit more expensive now.
But if it's not the Commanders, then obviously the Eagles. If not the Eagles, then the Bills. If not the Bills, then... I don't know.
You already know. You already know.
But I have a feeling 2025 has just not been my year so far. So I have a feeling the Chiefs are going to win. Just because I feel like I'm like ran out of luck. I got very lucky all of 2024 and I feel like I ran out.
Look, well, either way, I was surprised that the Commanders were able to get this far. And they're cooking right now.
Oh, and they...
I was a Commanders doubter. I was a doubter. I didn't even watch part of the game. I was out and about. And I took a score. I'm like, wait a second.
Commanders Lions?
Yeah. We were at a basketball game.
Not for Commanders Lions.
We were driving back, and I was like, the Lions are losing to the Commanders.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because I kept looking. I was like, hey, they're up. It was like 4-7. Or, no. It was 9-7.
Yeah.
The Commanders were up, and I was like... Stop the game!
But I was like, they're up. I was like, they're up right
Stop
now.
Stop the game! But...
Because with the Lions, I mean, that's a disappointing season for the Lions. Like, the Lions...
They had a good season, too, though. Aren't they usually also kind of bad?
Historically, the past 2-3 years, they've been really good. As things keep happening like this.
You talked to me about
The problem that. Is now is the... So there's a head coach, Dan Campbell. I'll make this short. Head coach, Dan Campbell, but there's two, offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. Very good. Once you get so good, you end up leaving for another. So both guys actually left today.
Oh, wow.
The defensive coordinator went to the Jets, and the offensive coordinator...
Boy, the Jets are ass.
...went to the Bears. Yeah.
Why'd they go to trash teams? Just because...
Well, it's like people try to get good coaches to transfer, like, to...
Yeah, well, you know...
Team.
We'll see what happens with the Super Bowl that's coming up in 2 weeks. And then for the college football... playoffs. That was Notre Dame, Ohio. No SEC teams for the second year in a row, which usually is really rare. I did see a joke that it was like, dang, now that it's not only the SEC that's able to pay players, that it's getting a little bit more even with the new NIL stuff. But yeah, no, Georgia and Texas Longhorns made it the furthest, but they didn't make it to the final. Notre Dame in Ohio, and Ohio just absolutely blow out there.
We saw watch it after...
It was like 28-7, I think we turned it off.
I think it was 21-7 or something
no,
like that.
No, it was 28, I think. They had an extra, they scored one more touchdown, one more field goal. Because 21-7, that was what it was at half, I think.
Well...
And then they came back, it was like opening possession.
Even when it was 14-7, I was like, this is not going to be a good game, because...
What was the final score?
One, because there was no pressure on the quarterback. They were just letting them do whatever they wanted.
Oh, the runs
they
were crazy.
He was like 17 for 17 for like almost 200 yards. And I was like, there was no pressure on this man. I think they had one. There was no pressure. They were letting them do whatever. Like, all the catches were being made.
34-23. Never mind. That's honestly not as bad of a
score. Well, they came back. In the last quarter, they came back. Sort of. But it was a blowout.
You know, the first, obviously, Notre Dame opened with a touchdown, and that was great. But I think I remember watching it, And it took them 18 plays to get their first touchdown, and it was 75 yards. And I remember Ohio got 75 yards in 11 plays. And 6-play difference, that's pretty big. Like, all the plays that Ohio was making were just, like, longer in yards. They're more throwing. Or if they're rushing, it went further. So,
it was... running back got 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, it definitely was a...
You set a record.
Because I was just watching. It was after the second touchdown. I was rooting for Notre Dame because I'm an underdog person for life. So I was rooting for Notre Dame. But I'm just watching the game. It was literally first quarter. And I told Isaiah, he came out. I think he was showering or something. Or you were in the bathroom. I just remember whenever Notre Dame scored, Isaiah wasn't in there. And Ohio got the ball. And it was like immediately I was like, damn, Ohio's playing a lot better.
Yep.
Ohio's playing a lot better football. It was cleaner. It was faster. And all the runs were like, it was a first down after first down after first down. Like, and then Notre Dame was kind of like, you know, it's 3rd and 2, pushing over to get a 4th down.
It's like Ohio's always known for the good offense. Obviously, they have a good defense. But Notre Dame is really just known for the good defense. Well, it's like they got to control the game. Once the game's out of control, it's hard to catch back up.
I'm glad that they got more up than 7, but... Congratulations to Ohio, though. I wasn't rooting for them, but Ohio. Also don't really care. I wouldn't. I mean, I definitely did not lose sleep. I will say, out of all sports, me being in the sport world, I have never in my life lost sleep over a game ever. So didn't lose sleep over it.
I actually turned it off. We didn't watch
it. We
stayed just for the halftime show.
Well, you know, I was excited because there was somebody from my high school who was playing. I actually don't know if he even played in the championship. I just know he's on the team.
He's got the uniform on.
So he's got the uniform on, and he's on the field sometimes. He was on the field.
Special teams.
He was on the field for whenever they were playing Georgia. Or no, I don't know. He was on the field at some point. I saw him on the field. So I thought that'd be cool to have somebody I went to high school with win the Natty Champ, but... Not gonna happen.
You got the silver medal.
He's in his 5th year, so it's not unless he like gets his damn doctorate there.
Gotta hang up the cleats.
He does have to hang up the cleats though. But you know, I mean, I was rooting for them. It didn't pan out the way it was supposed to pan out, but I'm 2nd in the nation. Oh my god, speaking of, I was gonna say Mississippi State's record was trash. We all know that. But Ole Miss's quarterback, I guess they got a new quarterback or something. I saw this on Twitter, /X. He, like, put up on his... I'm not trying to laugh. But he put up on his Instagram story a picture of Ohio State winning the championship. And he was like, finna be us next year on God or something.
Mm.
And I'm just like, me when I lie. I just don't
think
that's
going
to be...
Ole Miss doesn't make a lot of noise, to be honest.
They make
a lot of noise when they win, like, their few games.
I think they make a lot of noise, but I really think that they only make a little bit of noise in the SEC.
Yeah, this may make me sound like a hater, but I'm more into this... Guys, I know we're talking about college sports. I'm more into the professional sports, but it's like, especially if you're Ole Miss talking...
Ole Miss makes some noise.
No disrespect, but it's like...
They make some noise. I mean,
make noise, but are they really...
No, they don't make noise on a national level, and I'll tell you why. Because I grew up in the Northeast, and I didn't follow sports that much. So if I was hearing noise, it was noise. If I heard about a team, like, if I knew about a college, I didn't follow any of that growing up. I didn't follow college sports. I didn't follow colleges. Period. Like, I did not follow sports. I was making pottery and painting and getting whimsical. I was not following college ball or any type of sport whatsoever. I played soccer, so I followed the women's national soccer team, and that was it. So if I heard about a college football team being good, that was noise. And I had heard about LSU, Georgia, and that was it in the SEC. I didn't even know what the SEC was until I got here. Which is crazy. I remember someone talking to me about, like, it's SEC conference. I'm like, what's that? it's really good. And you know what's actually funny about this conversation is this may have come off as, like, disrespectful, but I remember I was like, well, why is it really good? And I remember they were like, it just is, like, and started listing these schools, it was somebody who was on the track team. And I just remember I was, like, so confused. Because I was like, I don't get the big deal. Now it's not Arkansas. Like, who cares about Arkansas? The Razorbacks. Or Oklahoma.
Are they good at track?
No, just schools that were in the SEC. And I just had not, I was really unfamiliar with them.
That's sort of crazy, like, at all. They have Arizona!
Not Arizona.
Oh, Arkansas. They have Arkansas!
Or it's even listing Alabama. I mean, I didn't really know about Alabama. Which I know Alabama makes a lot of noise, but I didn't know really about it.
It's starting to get more even now. Even in basketball, it's starting to get more even.
Yeah. But I like that.
Well, that's because SEC's getting better, but also football, everyone else is getting
better.
Actually,
SEC Big Ten had their little show out, and SEC won every single game, except for Kentucky, I think, lost theirs.
Right. I'm saying, like, both, like, all sports are starting to get equal.
Yeah. But anyways, I just remember that I don't really know much about SEC. So, with that being said, Ole Miss and Mississippi State made no noise in the grand scheme of things, which is a little bit humbling. But they did. They really did not. I know Ole Miss, it really, it's football that you hear a lot about, and then every other sport falls behind. But, yeah. They did not make a lot of noise. So, that's just to put things in perspective. I do think that they make some noise now in other sports, like Mississippi State with the national championship in baseball. That's great. We made it to the NCAA tournament. Okay. Ole Miss has its moments, too.
Semi?
I don't know. It's just hard because it's like, outside of football, I don't hear much about Ole Miss. I do know their golf team is good. Like, Mississippi State's tennis is really good. But it's like, unfortunately, that's why we're here on Inferno. But who really, like, follows that?
Do we have more topics to talk about?
No.
Okay, I don't know if we're...
Well, we'll wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. So this has been our episode of Inferno. We will catch you guys next week with a new topic, and it was nice chatting with you.